Well, hi, everybody. I am Chris Palmedo. I'm with the City University of New York School of Public Health, and I appreciate the opportunity to speak here today. Someone must have attributed some value to my presentation because I'm not going to be speaking about school-based health centers, and I'm not even going to be speaking about children. The students I'll be talking about are college students at the City University of New York, which we call CUNY. It's actually the largest university in the country. Yes, Samir, you did say SUNY once. You said, I think you said CUNY once and SUNY once. But we are the largest university in the country, actually, with 270,000 degree-seeking students. They're across 24 campuses. You may have heard of some of them, Hunter College, Baruch College, Queens College, Brooklyn College, Lehman College, and graduate programs in journalism and law, and our graduate program, the CUNY School of Public Health. And they represent the best and most diverse elements of New York City, with about 40% born outside the U.S. They come from over 180 countries. I didn't even know there were 180 countries. 50%, half of them are about first generation, about half first generation college. They also pretty equally represented by black, white, Latino, and Asian. Now, those rough categories, of course, represent an array of nationalities, cultures, ethnicities, and languages. But the point is that you can make the case that CUNY, the City University of New York, is potentially the most diverse multicultural university in the country or the world. City University of New York has a strong social justice mission, with financial assistance being provided to virtually all students, many of whom, as you can see here, struggle with economic insecurity, and even worse, many facing issues of even food security. Many work, many have come back to college, so a lot of kind of adult students here. CUNY's remarkable affordability allows about 85% of our students to graduate debt-free, which is really something all of us at CUNY are very proud of. So you could say the School of Public Health at CUNY achieves our social justice imperative naturally and honestly, being part of the CUNY system. And here you can see our campuses. They are located all over the city, all five boroughs. A campaign I'll be talking about today was essentially a pilot test across the three Bronx campuses of the City University of New York. Lehman College, Bronx Community College, and Hostos Community Colleges. And we chose these colleges in part because of the economic need is greater in the Bronx even than the other campuses. And all that info about economic disadvantage, food insecurity, and other stressors faced by many of the students at CUNY apply even more so to these three campuses. So the title of my presentation today is Enrolling College Students in ACA Plans, a Case Study in Social Marketing. So I want to make sure that I give you a little bit of information about what social marketing is. Two important distinctions about what it is not. It's not merely communications and advertising. It's communications is a very important subset of social marketing, of any social marketing strategy, but social marketing involves designing products and services, understanding barriers to using those products, shaping markets even, intervening at the policy level if necessary, all to generate some sort of behavior change. And it's not social media. Social marketing is often confused with social media. And social media is nearly always a very important component to a social marketing campaign. Although the two words sound similar, though, they are completely distinct concepts. So what is social marketing? It's been described by one practitioner as the application of commercial marketing principles and tools where the primary goal is the public good. Another definition by another practitioner, the application of marketing principles to shape markets that are more effective, efficient, sustainable, and just in advancing people's well-being and social welfare. And so social marketing, you look at it through the lens of this commercial marketing. The thesis here is that public health does not do a great job at communication, social change, getting people to empathizing with audiences, And these are all things that marketing does quite well. So we look at the four P's, what we call the marketing mix: product, price, promotion, and placement of these interventions. We look at audience analysis very deeply, segmentation and empathy. Oftentimes public health applies a communications campaign to the general audience without really understanding the differences among audiences. And it deals with branding issues and positioning issues. Again, stuff that commercial marketing does so well. Peer-to-peer communications, understanding that how people influence peers is an important component of it. Prototyping and market testing and many other things. So that's kind of a taste of the way we look, social marketing looks at behavior change through, again, starting with this commercial lens. So essentially, it's applying the same sophisticated, tried and true strategies that commercial marketers use so successfully to sell you stuff, but to create positive change. And a great example of social marketing is the Truth Campaign, how the Truth Campaign has so successfully actually made a dent in young people's decisions to start smoking, when so many previous communications and advertising and smoking cessation programs over the years have failed. So you've got all kinds of social marketing campaigns out there. And here are some examples: Act Against AIDS, infant immunization, stopping elderly accidents, and of course the Truth Campaign. I should mention there's quite a lot of overlap between the approaches of social marketing, and you may have heard of human-centered design. We all know about upstream-oriented public health interventions. And much of what's different about all these areas are just really the labels, and subtly different areas of emphasis. But in social marketing, just as in commercial marketing, we start with a situation analysis. So the situation here is that the CUNY School of Public Health has an obligation. We have a charge to, along with our mission of education and engaging with New York City, improving the health of the city of New York, the CUNY School of Public Health is also charged with improving the health of the students within the CUNY system, all 275,000 of them. We do this through our Healthy CUNY initiative, and that's smoking cessation programs, et cetera. And so we found out that 25% at least of our students are covered by no form of insurance at all, and that's a big problem, even more in some of these some of the campuses that we were looking at. And student coverage is important. It's obviously important for the students to be indemnified against accidents and disease, et cetera. But it's also very important for the system. It's very important for our Affordable Care Act and the marketplace for our embryonic, nascent national healthcare system, that we actually bring young people into the system. So we have a problem here. Many young people, large numbers, aren't covered, and we need them. And then another issue is that the enrollment is extremely complicated. You need a certified and trained application counselor to get it done. Process of signing up for an ACA plan can take about an hour. It's really a Byzantine system, process. Someday, I don't think it will be this complicated, but it is today, unfortunately. So we entered into this project this time last year, when our dean discussed the problem with the CUNY University Student Senate, that students need to enroll with national health insurance, and national health insurance needs young people. So we wanted to make it a dent in the issue, and so we developed our behavior change goal. Essentially, it's to get students to understand the value of having health insurance, and then the real behavior changes actually get them to enroll. And it's a really difficult process. In the short term, we had another challenge, and that is open enrollment is at about the worst possible time you could ever design an open enrollment period if you want to enroll college students. So for us, we started last year a little bit later into it, so we started getting into November. Well, that's right around midterms and exams, and then you get into Thanksgiving holiday, and they come back for a short time, and then they're off at our system, it's from kind of the late December all the way through January. Then they come back around February 1st, and then basically you got 2 weeks to enroll the students. So it's a very, very challenging time. And so last year, this collaboration began, again, a little bit later. So we knew we were about to gonna do the best we can, learning what we can and building for the future. And fortunately, we did learn some things, and I will share them with you. Actually, I heard in the hall earlier this morning, someone said, "You don't learn anything from these sessions because no one wants to admit their mistakes. They only want to talk about success." So I'll try to emphasize the challenges and mistakes. So going through this project with partners, the CUNY School of Public Health and the University Student Center of the City University of New York. But along with that, along with us was SEEDCO, a nonprofit organization that advances economic opportunity for communities in need. And one of the things they do is provide certified training for people to enroll individuals into ACA plans through the state marketplaces. And I said the process is extremely difficult and complicated. And the players involved in this then were the University Student Senate leadership, the Healthy CUNY Initiative, which is our initiative to improve the health of the students at CUNY, CUNY School of Public Health faculty, myself, and another faculty partner, and then these intensely trained navigators, which we funded the funding to get them trained and then have to pay them to sign people up. And then less intensely trained, we may say modestly trained, ambassadors, people to just spread the word about this opportunity. So look at the social marketing mix in marketing. We talk about the marketing mix of 4 P's, and so we do that with social marketing. The product here is health coverage, right? But it's really, in social marketing, you look a little deeper than just the name, health insurance. It's really, what is it? So we have to understand what it is that we're trying to get them to want to do this, get this process out of. And it's really this idea of the peace of mind they're going to get from getting insurance. And the price, there's a financial cost, but there also is a real hassle in signing up. And students don't have a lot of time, and they don't have a lot of attention often. So that's an issue that we had to deal with as well. And then in the 4 P's, you talk about placement. Where do you find this product? And so you can sign up online, but you need the navigator to do it. And how do we get the information to the students? And that's through Campus Advance, and they can sign up on campus, et cetera. So these are kind of the ways we've thought through this problem. And then, of course, promotion. I'll talk to you a little bit more about that, but it was a combination, bless you, of website and social media, and then a lot of in-person kinds of events. And the challenges we faced were, you know, students don't find the product valuable. And the price, it's very expensive, you know, for a student. It is, you know, even these bronze plans, if they cost $50, $60, $70 a month, that's a lot of money to a student who's struggling economically as it is. These students at CUNY are not like, these campuses are not like other campuses where they live on campus all the time. Many students are commuter students, so getting them to find time to communicate to them about the need for health insurance, sit down and get covered was really challenging. And then in terms of the promotion, we did have limited resources, and we had the difficult challenge of that timing with open enrollment. We did have some expertise, and we had a lot of heart. So our strategy was this was going to be student-led and student-driven. We knew that CUNY School of Public Health faculty can't get up there and say, students, you got to get covered. We need to really develop a process where students get into it. So that's where we train these ambassadors to do this. And we wanted some form of branding and name recognition. We just didn't want to say, hey, we want to get you covered. We had to come up with some kind of hook to just get people to understand what we were about. And we need effective and relevant communications relevant to these students. And one difference between social marketing and commercial marketing is in commercial marketing, you want to sell your product. If you're selling Coke, they got to buy Coke. If they buy Pepsi, that's not going to work. In social marketing, it's a little different. It's about the social change. We want them to get covered. So whatever insurance plan they had, and what we later found out was many of them were eligible for Medicaid. So we went in there trying to get them to purchase a ACA plan, but in fact, turned out they were eligible for Medicaid, so we helped them do that. So just get them, we needed to get them covered to some extent. So in our research, examining literature, speaking directly to the specific population of these students, we learned that They don't really fear getting sick or injured, these young invincibles, as they're called. But they are concerned about their success. All college students are ambitious. Community college students are ambitious as anybody else. I think they're more ambitious in some ways than students at elite colleges because they're working really hard. Many times they're working second jobs. So that's what they care about. And so we thought that might be a way to get to them. They communicate visually. They don't communicate through words. I focus group my own students in class and I told them about the project and ask for advice on information, and I have my students read articles for the class and stuff. And one student raised his hand and said, yeah, it needs to be some form of visual communication, like a video, because we don't read. So thank you for your honesty. We'll take it to heart. And they're drawn to brands. Students that were, you know, these students have come to age in a very commercial environment, and they are connected to brands. So that was helpful. What's the ACA, the Affordable Care Act? I don't know what you're talking about. With communications, one of the number one rule, maybe the number one rule of communications, it's not what you say that's important. It's not how you say it. It's what they hear. So if they don't understand what you're saying when you say ACA, but they do understand Obamacare, well, then we're going to talk to them about Obamacare. And that's what we did. And then also, of course, social media is very, very important. So this is what we learned in the research. And so we developed our plan accordingly. Came up with the name, you know, it's all, in retrospect, it's obvious, Cover CUNY, but it took us a while to kind of get there. And this was designed by students, by the way. So, you know, we didn't have resources to hire a fancy advertising marketing agency. And I think it came out well. This was the kind of essentially the flyers, the look, the feel, video, the logo, as it were. We put we created a 3-minute video that I think was a very nice video produced by a student. I mean, I wrote the script with them, and this, you know, today there's such a DIY, do-it-yourself, technical environment. These students can create videos that 10 years ago would have cost like $10,000 to make, and they just sit there and do it at their computer. Need a good microphone though, so we had to support them with that. But essentially the message was, I won't play it for you, 3 minutes. But it said, you know, as a CUNY student, your ambitions can take you anywhere. However, without health insurance, your dreams are at risk of being devastated by illness, injuries, or accidents. CUNY's University Student Senate wants to make sure nothing gets in the way of your success. With new government health care plans available, health insurance is now more affordable than ever before. So then we talked a little bit about the Cover CUNY campaign, and we put posters around the campus, and our student leaders, these ambassadors and navigators, really, really got into it. They turned this whole process into a party, and it was really, really exciting to see. It occurred in person and over social media. So they were very happy to post pictures of themselves, and, you know, I'm here to get you covered for health insurance at events. They created this mystery box. You know, this was their idea, and anyone was walking by, hey, stick your hand and learn some trivia about Obamacare. And this was their idea, you know, to get them to understand the value. And they were posing all the time for these pictures that went on their Instagram accounts, and were very, very, very proud of their work, and proud to be ambassadors. These are some ambassadors who just get the word out about it, and these are navigators who actually will sign you up. And they developed, they, you know, doctored up their own social media pages and said, you know, I'm available at the Lehman cafeteria to sign you up for health insurance. And here's one on the left who was a navigator, and a student on the right got signed up, and all these things are posted on, you know, Facebook and Instagram, Twitter, everything else. And they were, again, really, really proud of the great work that they did to get to engage students. They engaged them really well. I mean, we had a lot of followers on Twitter, a lot of friends on Facebook, and a lot of contact with students. And here's a tweet from our faculty. So our faculty started getting involved and getting information out. So there was a lot of, you know, robust activity here. And the second one down is our dean. Our dean even got into tweeting it out. So everyone was excited about this. And the students came up with these kind of type of last-minute things. Now, here we are at February 11th. Well, the February 15th deadline is a Sunday, so really the deadline was, the 13th, which is a Friday. We lost 2 days even there. And last day, so they really got into it, and then the Feds did later announce an extension period, but it was too late for us as we calibrated our expenses to do this. So we really didn't have a lot of time to get it done. The conclusions of some of the things we did well was the stuff I described. We created atmosphere, excitement, students got involved, student-to-student peer communications. Getting the project underway in such a short period was considered success by the university, is one of their publications. And we worked with students, allowed students to drive it, students talking to students. We enlisted students in the strategy as well as the operation. So a lot of this, the overall strategy came from working with the students, which was so exciting for us. And we built a brand. This is what the people involved told us. They thought it was really great. And we were actually considered a threat by the campus health departments who had navigators, and they were enrolling people, but they never actually enrolled anybody. And so in social marketing, you do get some competition, which is kind of can be unfortunate because you're trying to achieve social goals here. And while our ambassadors and navigators felt, kind of proud and competitive, the faculty recognized that we did realize we had to improve our relationship. So the results, we enrolled 4 students, all told, in the ACA plans. Yeah, congratulations. 29 we did enroll in Medicaid. But, we're looking at ourselves saying, wow, this was all exciting. Everyone got really, really into this. This is a wonderful plan. And then when you look at the numbers, we spent a lot of money. And again, it's because of, for a lot of reasons, and unfortunately my time is almost up. But, the stuff I've talked about already, these are expensive. These students, when it comes down to getting signed up, that's when they balked. And getting them signed up to Medicaid showed that they were interested in learning about this. And then when the navigators got more information and learned that they were eligible, we signed them up. But we in fact did, pave the way for next year. And that's what it's all about for us. And, the campus health departments didn't enroll any, and so there were these turf issues. So the students reported strong brand identity with this. They said, students wanted to come to these Cover CUNY today. They liked the brand, Cover CUNY, and that was exciting for them. So we're going to continue this year learning from what we did last year, and we brought a lot of students involved. And what we're actually going to do now is really just do the ambassador part of it, getting students to understand the value and then referring them to navigators at other locations, maybe the health departments and even nonprofits in the community to get them signed up. So really it's going to be mostly an information campaign for now. So quick takeaways in my last 30 seconds or whatever. Strong branding is important to students. These students grew up in a commercial environment and they understand brands, and that was really important to them. So when you say you want to do something student-led, make it student-led because that gets them fired up, and they were. Strong brands, again, can be threatening to those that don't have strong brands, like the health department, so there was some issues there and they, kind of pushing us away. Effective campaigns need time, so this is a prototype for the future. This is a long-term campaign. ACA is not going away now, and the ACA is challenging for low-income youth, and the open enrollment period is very challenging. So whether you came here today to hear about students young or old, I hope you learned some things about the challenges of enrolling college students in our embryonic national healthcare system, why it can be difficult, and how one school of public health at one university system at least is seeking to overcome these challenges for the benefit of our young invincibles and our healthcare system at large. And here's my info. Please don't hesitate to contact me with questions or to learn more about what we did. Thank you very much, and I apologize for going over.